Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I am Babala Saga, the Witch of Barovia. This week, we are sponsored by Raspitch's Pimple Insertion Cream. Are you tired of your smooth skin? Does your apparent youth cause heroes to not take you seriously? Or are you just tired of people hitting on you all the time? The Pimple Insertion Cream will make you look absolutely hideous. It irritates the skin, causing unsightly acne, boils, and craters. Soon, your outside appearance will match the ugliness inside. Get Raspitch's Pimple Insertion Cream from your local apothecary. I am Baba Lasaga. I'm here to interview another badass bitch. As our show has become more influential, we are attracting more talented individuals. This next interviewee has conquered the entire Underdark. Please welcome to the show, Yvonnelle Banry.
Oh, just Banry is fine. Thank you for the warm welcome.
I'm just loving your spiderwear robes against your dark skin. It sets off your purple eyes nicely.
Oh, thanks, sugar.
I just have to say that I'm such a fan. The dark elves have subjugated so many lesser creatures in the Underdark, and they couldn't have done it without your leadership.
Oh, I'd like to think the drow would have found a way to enslave multitudes, with or without me. But I know that without me, there would have been much more infighting.
Mutiny is such a concern for overlords. We women have to stick together. How did you come to such a position of authority?
Well, I was born into royalty. But to maintain my authority, I have had to survive many vicious attacks on my life. For the past 2,000 years, other drow have been trying to kill me to gain status, and I owe my life to my network of spies and assassins. Shout out to my son, Draxel. But then again, all those spies and assassins would be dead without me. It's a mutual exchange.
It's so beautiful how you managed to foster cooperation in such a cutthroat society.
There is a lot of murder in drow society. But we are all cooperating in one way or another. The drow that successfully murder are culling the weak. And the weak ones cooperate by dying.
Efficient. What it's like to be the head of matriarchal society?
Our matriarchal nature is just a product of our values. More than anything, as drow, we prize strength. And drow females are stronger and larger than the males. Everything else just falls into place from there. As far as your question, I don't know what it would be like to be the head of any other kind of society. The matriarchy is all I've ever known. I can acknowledge my privilege. Being a woman in drow society gives me all sorts of advantages.
Wow, that's a nice change of pace to have female privilege. Here in the above ground, most societies are patriarchal. It's the opposite. What does female privilege feel like?
I have worked very hard to retain my position as the matron mother of the leading house of the largest drow city. But if I had been born male instead, I don't know what would have happened. Perhaps I would have been killed at birth. We sacrifice so many infant babies to our spider queen goddess, Loth.
Wait, are you saying that you're opposed to child sacrifice?
Not at all. I practice it quite a bit myself. After all, it is a surefire way to gain the Spider Queen's favor. But sometimes I think drow houses rely on that mechanism too often. What if, instead of planning to sacrifice your son to the Spider Queen, you enslave a new colony of rock gnomes instead? Then we might have another drow who could contribute to society and a whole colony of slaves. The Spider Queen Loth would be pleased with such an outcome.
Wow, you certainly have quite a pulse on Loth's preference.
That's what our whole society is built around. It is a matriarchy, but it is also a theocracy. We exist to worship Loth, the Spider Queen. If I didn't know how to judge what Loth wanted, I'd have been killed long ago.
In general, I'm not a fan of organized religion, but this one doesn't sound too bad. Are you some sort of prophet? Of Loth? Many say that you're chosen of Loth.
That's garbage. Loth doesn't choose anybody. I'm just able to deliver results.
Can you share some of those results with us?
It's hard to summarize 2,000 years of experiences. But let's see. I've quashed so many rebellions within the Drow houses. Lately, I've directed some of the lesser houses to colonize Undermountain, extending the reach of our great society. Most recently, I've made strategic alliances with the Mind Flayers. That's an initiative that remains unpopular amongst the Drow.
Fascinating. Is it even possible to make an alliance with a hive mind that only wants to eat brains?
That's what people tell me. Mind Flayers only want to eat our brains. Why are you talking to them? Well, if you know that's what they want, is to eat brains, you can use that tendency against them. It makes them a very predictable group to negotiate with.
I see. What do you get out of it?
They can read minds. Have you any idea how valuable that is in a society where upward mobility and mass murder are synonymous? As a leader, I've found that people who often disagree with my choices. But if everyone agrees with me, I'm not really innovating. That's one thing I've learned these past 2,000 years.
So you've listed quite a few of your accomplishments, but you haven't mentioned motherhood.
Good point! I've given birth to and raised several dozen children. Most of them are priestesses of Loth. One of my sons, Draxel, is making a name for himself on the surface. He is leading a mercenary band, I understand. Good for him.
I had to sacrifice my ability to have children to become immortal. What have you had to sacrifice to keep your position?
That's a tough question. I usually get what I want. I suppose I miss my twin sister. A stupid, stinking dwarf killed her long ago. I led her into battle against that horrid dwarven stronghold, Mithril Hall, and she died. I often blame myself for her death, but then I remember it's the dwarves' fault, not anyone else's.
Do you have plans to take vengeance upon Mithril Hall?
That's all I've ever been planning ever since my sister died. I want to make sure I do it right. So I'm continuing to motivate the political will to storm the gates of Mithril Hall. I won't stop until every dwarf who lives there is dead. Dead!
Your passion, it's inspiring. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Why aren't more societies matriarchal? That's my question for you. The matriarchy has real advantages. Our guest is the living proof. More than anything, I appreciate her adaptability and vision. She can intuit the desires of the Spider Queen, a notoriously unpredictable deity. But she can still find room to advance her own agenda. If you're a young woman thinking of pursuing a life of villainy, keep in mind, you have mentors. Consider seeking out the Drow in your local neighborhood. All of them believe in the supremacy of women. They'll be able to help you. Until next time, remember,
kill them all!